Welcome to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. You are listening to a trend presentation from November 2014. Ms. Nora Kühner, Secretary General of IDEAS, presents Color Trends Winter 2016-17 and Summer 2016.
Okay, good morning. Welcome to the IDEAS trend presentation. First, we will talk a little bit about summer 16, because for a lot of you are still working maybe on the season, and on the other hand side, we will also see some of the themes which will continue to winter 16-17. I will present at the end the really hot stuff performed last night, because we had yesterday at IDEAS, we had our trend meeting for winter 16-17, and I worked till 2:30 in the night to present really the brand new things, what we expect for winter 16-17. Yes, let's start with our color forecast, summer 16. The theme is food, inspired by the I think you know all, we see everywhere food, and there's a lot of talking about food and a lot of media, entertainment, and on the other hand side, food is a very serious theme, one of the major issues for mankind in the upcoming decades, because how to feed the planet. It's the theme, the title of World Expo next year in Milan. And this is one of the major tasks for our planet, how to feed the people who will be living, who are living here. Okay, so you see here already, right in the middle of this theme, there's the problem of shortage and abundance. Of course, this is also inspiring, because food as in itself is really one of the major inspirations, I think, for all designers, for all creative people, with all these textures, flavors, structures, the colors, and it's just really pure inspiration. And also things like these dried land, of course, this is our dried soil. This is also inspiring and will inspire us for some graphic structures, for example, which you will see further on. But of course, the big problem that we are the ones who have more than enough to eat, and we are on the other hand side, there are the others who are starving from hunger. So of course, it's another big theme of mankind, technology and humanity. How can we combine it and how to work on this? And this is especially also something we face in sports, because we are very, very technical orientated. We are working with a lot of techniques. We are also we use a lot of chemics to perform our fabrics and so on. So, and we have to find a balance which makes our blue planet survive, and that we don't spoil too much the blue planet, which is our home. The next thing, mass production and uniqueness. Of course, this is something we also face in our apparel industry. We produce a lot of goods, a lot of products, and a lot of these things look always the same, or we are producing more and more the same things, but what about uniqueness? And I think this is a theme which we will have to work on throughout the next years to really get back to values and to be more valuable also to our customers. It's not something that you can just throw away if you don't like it anymore, because it just costs about €5, and it should cost maybe 25. Okay, the other thing is, here we go more into the structure and the feeling. It's about roughness and perfection. Of course, these are the two poles which our societies are living in between. We are all now really longing for nature, for real nature, and you all know the talking about the men which appear now with beards, long beards in urban surroundings, or like to be a little bit wild in town, and all these things. We live in very perfect environments, and we have very perfect clothing, apparel, and with very perfect surfaces. But we are now longing for roughness, for something to touch, for the tactile sensations, and want to be a little bit breaking the rules and breaking perfection. And as mentioned in the beginning, flavors and textures. Of course, food is giving us lots of inspirations, from the bread to all the sweets we get, and also for color-wise speaking, this was pure inspiration for us at Ideas when we worked on the theme, and we really loved it, and we all enjoyed a lot of nice food stuff when we met for the color meeting. So, of course, a very important theme for sports, because food is energy, and without energy, no life, and sports needs energy. So this is really a brilliant theme for sports. And I'm sorry a little bit that you don't have the colors that perfect here. We see it as a red story, because for us, the season is also a season where we really dive deep into the color matter. So we see more the color, one color in different shades and combining it and just adding a little bit of contrast. But the color itself, it's shimmering in different shades, like you can see here, this really brilliant red, and then the dark wine or burgundy red. So this is the power of life, and it's a perfect theme for people on the move, always on the run, as shown here. And of course, a perfect theme for all kinds of sport. We know it very well. We can break this reddish story a little bit with a soft violet, and also with a little bit of metallized effects in the colors, in the coatings. But it's a very straightforward theme with lots of stripes and fine structures, and yeah, the nomads of our day story. So some keywords, and here the color palette. So you see it's really the three at the right-hand side, there are red shades, and then a little bit of accent with bluish and violet tone, and the second tone on the left is reddish-brown. And we see, like here, this graphic. It's very vivid, and we have layerings of graphics and overprinting, and a very sensitive geometry. We call it. It's a geometry, but not the classical one. It's really a softer geometry. We are breaking this perfection of geometry. And we have a play of light and shadow. And also, of course, we are working with 3D effects, but also for fabrics, for example, with 3D yarns, which will be a story for the next seasons to come, that we create fabrics with more depth. One thing I would like to ask you, this is our know-how and at Ideas, and I'm also using pictures which are not ours and which are not mine. So please, I would like to have you, instead, if you are from press, it's okay to take pictures. But for your personal use, I please ask you to be fair and to respect the copyrights of others. Thanks. So here's some pictures from fabrics I found here at the forum. I love very much this shimmering thing from Yangpong textiles or Filtex. It's really also, you see the movement in the fabric. You see the movement of this theme, and also this very light one, this jersey up above there, with also the shimmering transparency in one tone. So this is really very nice to see. So our next theme, as mentioned in the beginning, shortage and abundance. So we have double reality, which is also what we are living in. We are in our urban cages, in our office cages throughout the week. And for the weekend, we like to go out in perfect nature with wonderful clear water and with a green scenery. And so this is a theme about earthy tones, about the colors of the planet from sun to sky. So we have yellow, a very brilliant yellow. We have also a very beautiful turquoise, sky turquoise, and then some greenish khaki shades. And I like very much also the picture at the right-hand side, because this is something which will also continue for winter, to have soft layerings which really veil things, and when things get visible again. So it's a little bit, the French call it a cache-cache. It's just hiding and coming. So it's not to have the precise lines or contours of something, but hiding it a little bit and breaking this, again, the perfection. And of course also this metallic foil, which might be even a slight warm copper tone. I know that we in sports, we have a problem always with metallized shades or coatings, but nevertheless it's a theme, and maybe for some accessories also it would be nice to think of this story of adding metallized copper, a broken copper. It's not a really, it's a warm, maybe slightly bleached out copper. You see here also, I like very much this fabulous artwork, because it's made from sugar. The glasses are made from sugar, so you can eat them up. And it reflects very, very perfectly our color range. You see soft beige, and then the turquoise, and the orange and yellow, and then some earthy shades of khaki, green, and brown. And also here we see what you can also see, or I think you have also observed it, that we have a turn back to more natural fibers, or to more natural appeal of fabrics also in sports. Not only wool, and in summer cool wool, of course, but also cotton is coming back with blends with polyester might be. But we want to have a certain sturdiness, a certain down-to-earth feeling also in the fabrics, not this very sleek and perfect surfaces and hand feels which we used to have for a decade now, but a more down-to-earth sturdiness. Also, glazed surfaces and porous textures. So it's not about having a really perfect surface shimmering, but it's really about a tactile feeling of the fabric. You want to feel what it is all about, and what do you have in hands. And so small structures and glazed surfaces which are really important. And of course, the patterns play with contrast. You can see here perfectly in the two pictures, framing the landscape up above, just very pure and simple, and bringing it to the essence. And on the other hand side, these pleating things with origami style. And so we create also crossings of the digital era and the natural surrounding, which we are often longing for. Here are some fabrics. Very smooth jerseys, nicely done with melange, with light melange, and double mercerized even, to have a slight shimmer, not really a real shimmer, but just to have a silky aspect in the shimmering. And then, of course, small structures. This one down here is, I'm sorry, you can't see it. And of course, the checks, by the way, I was just lately in a trend meeting in Paris, and a French colleague said, why are these people in outdoor trapped in their checkered shirts? So maybe we can think one day about a follow-up of the checks for shirting. So because they thought really we are imprisoned in checks. So, and I said, I don't know, up to now we don't have any better solution than checkered shirts. Okay, the next story I like also very much. The inspiring, the leading idea of this theme were the blue strawberries, which a colleague from the Netherlands brought. So we all know that the Netherlands love blue, but blue strawberries, yeah, that's a little bit strange. So this story is about technology, all what is possible in technology, and of course, new technologies foster new developments. So I also call it the Blue Lab, and it's really about science and all what is done. And we are in apparel industry. I think the sports apparel or sports fabric suppliers are at the forefront of technical developments concerning all protective properties and functional properties. But I think we will even go further, as you can see, with food dressed in a very next to skin development for a shoe. So this was just presented some months ago, a first idea of how a sports shoe in the future might look like. So it's really close to skin. So we are manipulating the familiar. We treat things so that they become more future-like, and we have glassy reflections, all these cool things which are about science, that we connect with science, and glassy and steel reflections, and also these morphing things which fill up and create volume. It's also a story about volume. You all know these neoprene-like fabrics which are not a success in the market, but nevertheless, the idea of creating volume and also in the pieces, in the styles, is important. But it should have more. Now we see it more rounded with a certain coziness, so that it's not like this, that you're not standing there in your neoprene jacket like this, but that it's following your body. The color range, a range of blues with some dark violet and, of course, an acid yellow to break this blueness. Here you see some nice fabrics done with a little bit of overprinting. We really want to give surface, even in the technical things, we want to give them structure and some light. Also, light is important to bring surfaces to shine, because we can play then with light. And so they get a different appeal and are more vivid. And then we have this story, which a lot of people like very, very much, with fragile fusions. And it's a very delicate theme. Of course, it's a more feminine story for feminine sports. And it's really a summer story, very light tones. It's not about doing pastels, but it's doing kind of bleached colors, sun-bleached colors, because light is very important, and we will see for winter 16-17 that it's a season full of light. Unusual a little bit for us in north of the Alps to say winter can be a season of light, but you will see that even in the colors it shows that we want to have a lot of light in there. Okay, structures are really very, very precise, or then, of course, a little bit morphing around and dissolving in the air. It's all like floating in midair, and we see a lot of line drawings and shattered pencil lines, and also the color graduation. And this is all very, very soft and just with a flow away. And then this one, tasty flowers and textures. I love this dress made from some cabbage and other things. And somebody told me, yes, I think it's for the first time that they have cabbage in a trend color card. Nevertheless, it's really inspiring, and there are a lot of greens. And also here, like in the beginning with the red story, we want to discover the shades of green with this theme. It's really a story about greenish tones and just a little bit of magenta pink to break this and to complete the range. And then it's a perfect story for outdoor. We see it as a really good outdoor theme. And we see also this wilderness of a greenish facade, and then the nice structures, and also these structures like cutting through the cross-section through earth. With all these, this is our inspirations for the graphics and also for surface look. So we really, once again, want to break perfection and regularity. So here you see the color range. As I said, some greenish tones, and then the softer pink, and then the magenta pink. And I hate usually to take pictures of food, but 2-3 weeks ago when I was in Paris, we were served this soup and it fit perfectly with the theme. I said, I changed. It was all natural and it is really perfectly fitting with our theme. And so we see here a lot of structures in this theme and diverse weights. We are playing with as well with light weights, with medium weights, and also with some heavier things. But with really dense structures, density is very important. And nevertheless, we like also some fine ripples, fragile veneering. Like I said in the beginning, when we saw the picture from the dried soil, sun-drenched soil, things like this are inspiring us for graphics. And so this is a very lush theme. It's really bathing in green and being fruitful and really tasty. And then the last theme for summer is a story about pink plus petrol and some mustard-like yellow, but here focusing on the petrol, dark petrol in the background, which will also be an important inspiration for winter 16-17. And the growing seeds, of course, things to grow, things come up. So we see a lot of new camouflage types, working with different forms, and not so much with a classic military look, but creating new camouflage type like patterns, like this one with a leaf. And also here, light is very important to set accents, and it has to be a really colorful, lightful theme. As you can see here, the color range. We have once again two pinkish tones, and then the mustard yellow, and then more earthy tones, and the blue petrol, dark petrol, which is just setting the background. More or less, the inspiration is really about once again here, lightfulness, small structures, micro embossings, play with micro macro forms, and which leads us directly to the winter. You can see here already a lot of light, whether it's outside from natural light or artificial light. There's a lot of talking about space, also space as for space with the moon and stars and so on. So we have a really a story about bringing light to darkness, and whether it's in the digital screen or in digital life or in flying to Mars or somewhere else. So lightfulness, and this is really the spirit. It's sparkling with light, and there are small structures, there are vivid structures, and sometimes they dissolve in the air and you can't see quite regular things in it, but this is it. So the first thing, continuing the light story, but also working with this green theme, continuing with the greens. The greens really will stay a very important theme for the winter 16. So this is here a light installation, and we see this as a techno-nature, we call it. It's really about bringing together what we saw before with the blue lab. Now we are doing this more in a connection with nature. We are trying to preserve nature and maybe help to develop further nature so that we can make a living for all the people living on Earth. So these are nice structures which are also inspiration for graphics and fabric surfaces. And then here the color range. So you see here some greenish tones. The second on the left is a very very beautiful green. It's a really a rather new green for outdoor. We liked it very much when a mustard yellow, I would call it blackened brown. It's not a black brown, but it's blackened brown, really dark brown, but shimmering a little bit. And when a turquoise and a deep rusty tone was second on the right-hand side, and then natural beige. But as you can see here, always, once again, light. There's always coming light in this theme. Therefore, we have this slightly color-touched white. It's not a brilliant snow white, but it's slightly touched by light and warmed up a little bit. And then here's some fabrics. You see here we are playing, as I said, techno nature, perfectly done in this surface from the fabric from Schoeller or in the one above, Sea Breeze. And of course, nice checks done in a kind of the colors I showed you. So I think this is already gives you a good idea about the theme. And then there is another theme we liked very much, a very soft thing for a very soft story for summer, for winter, sorry. And we wanted to have, or we see, very nice neutrals, but with a touch of color. And these neutrals really are supported by one strong, it's not salmon red, it's too yellowish, but it's a really strong and powerful warm color, this red, you see in the background of a mirror. And it's a story about reflections, about a mirror looking about, but not the perfect mirror that reflects really all what, without any manipulation. But it's an aged mirror with all the sprinkles inside and maybe a little bit of veneering. So the pictures are not perfect. So like in the collage down here, also here, the story continues breaking perfection. I think we are really fed up with all the perfection we saw in our three layers, two layers, soft shells, whatever, the surfaces which are perfect, but they are, on the other hand side, they don't have any character most of the time. Okay, so also here, once again, the story about bringing surfaces to light and to bring up irregularity. And here, the color range, which is really beautiful. We loved it very much. And what was really stunning, that both from Italy and from the Netherlands, colleagues came with the same idea. So that showed us that we crossed the Alps, and even northern people found that in next winter, we will see, or we will need, some light in our life and in our apparel collection. So these are always the funny things when you come together in such a group where you have different nationalities and from different parts in Europe, that when you can see something like this, that north and south both have the same feelings. And then my preferred stories, I'm sorry, it's about defining spaces. As we said before, as I mentioned before, we are talking a lot about space of any kind, and it's also about, look at this beautiful in-between space of the two halves of this installation from Faye Toogood, and also the colors. It's she calls it a blue bronze, and this is really beautiful. So we have here also the story of darker tones, but metallized here. We really want light to reflect, as you can see in the background picture from Lara Knudsen, which is also this metallic foil. It's not really the steel glam of perfection and of light, but it's about the metallic, fine metallic foils which are folded and which are crushed, and so, and then the reflection of light in this. So defining spaces by color, so it's not a black story. We really have color because you can discover in between the black things, you can see color, but the rest is black. And so you see here, the color is moving around. And like I said, if you have a metallic foil, and when you can see how the light is reflected, and the color moves and morphs around and changes a little bit. So this is really a nice theme. And of course, we have some other stories, but we are still working on that. And we will be ready within the next weeks with our preview. And for ISPO, of course, we have ready the colors, the whole color book. And in case you want to discuss anything, we are right over there. We are selling also the color card for summer. And yes, just come up and let's have a talk about the next seasons and what we expect. And thanks for your attention. Last picture, the rest is black. And here the color range. It's really about dark tone. This is black plum. This is difficult. Really black, and then we have a metallized beige, and then a midnight blue, and then this bronze copper. It's all a copper, blue bronze. Sorry, blue bronze. It's really a blue, but a little matte, and with a touch of bronze. Okay, thanks, and yes, lots of success for the next season. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. For your free entrance badge and other presentations, go to www.performancedays.eu. Copyright November 2014 by Design and Development GmbH Textile Consult. All rights are reserved.